Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, final hour of The Leg Show. And we are living in a time in which everybody's stressed. Everybody's straining a little extra because of the economy and how poor the economy is. The prices for everything are off the charts. I guess unless you're one of the elites. You're benefiting from all of the things that are happening in society and the changes that are making times a little bit tighter and rougher for the middle class and those that are in the lower class income. Times are really, really hard. But I bring this up because I think that the majority of Americans are understanding of where they are at individually, economically, and have to make executive decisions, right? Like they have to say, okay, I'm going to spend a little bit less here for Christmas or over the holidays, maybe on myself, my spouse. And we'll make sure that we take care of the kids. We'll take care of our siblings or whatever. But we're going to have to reduce our spending a little bit more. And I totally get that. I tend to be, I like nice stuff. I'm like everybody else. I like nice stuff. But you know what? I'm frugal. I buy off of clearance racks. I take advantage of sales. I rarely, Lindsay, rarely buy anything full price. Rarely. So with that being said, I stated this a couple months ago, and I've stood by this, because I haven't done the Christmas shopping yet, is that I'm going to buy those gifts for the people that I typically buy gifts for. And for myself, I am not going to partake in the sales. I am not going, because some of the best deals you can get are like after Christmas when they have the extra inventory or the returns and stuff like that. You can get like the massive discounts then right around New Year's. I'm not going to do it this year. Number one, I don't like the fact that the big businesses are taking over. And I am a person that always advocates for shopping local, okay? Shop local, shop and spend with small businesses. That's still my thing. Secondly, the PSA part of this segment is I want everybody out there in WCCO Radio Land to understand that major retailers have some big changes that you need to be aware of with regards to return policies. And the biggest ones are Amazon, Walmart, and Target, okay? And they're just a handful of retailers who are increasing the amounts of money that you'll have to deal with returning items, okay? And when you say, well, hold on, what do you mean returning items and paying a call? So what's happening here is there's going to be a lot of return fees that you will have to, you know, go ahead and pay if you are getting things via Amazon, Walmart, Target, via the online shopping. I am somebody that loves to go into an actual physical storefront and buy stuff over the holidays. I know that that is an old world.
So weird, Henry, that you want to like talk to people.
That a lot of people, see, you would be the antisocial one.
No, I'm wholly with you. Kind of.
Okay.
If I have to buy something I want to buy local, I'm a little bit further down the road where I'm like, I'm not buying jack squat from you people. You don't deserve it.
I just, to think that over the holidays, because Amazon and all of these companies take advantage of people all year round,
mm-hmm.
but over the holidays, now you're going to start charging people $10 and $12 to send stuff back? What? So, like, for instance, I'll give you a few examples. Macy's, okay? For mail returns, there's going to be a $9.99 fee. So that's $10. It's going to be deducted from your refund. That's from Macy's.
That's even if I bring it into the store and I say, I want to give this back.
No, this is
through the mail.
This is through mail.
Okay.
This is through mail.
Okay.
My understanding is this does not apply to if you actually go to the store.
Okay.
No, there's like you can't get, they would never get away with that. Like if I bought something from Best Buy and then I go to Best Buy, which is a local big box, you know, big, mm-hmm. big office chain.
Thank you.
And then they're charging me they're going to take $10 off. I'm not doing that. But I typically will go to Best Buy and make the purchase. I don't like doing a whole lot of online shopping. I just don't. It's not really never been my thing. Listen to this. Marshall's, TJ Maxx, and Home Goods, mail returns, $11.99.
I can get so much stuff from Marshall's for $11.99.
Yes, that's my point. I'm like, what is the point of me going to Marshall's and TJ Maxx if you're gonna charge, if I'm gonna do it online and you're gonna charge me $12? That's defeating the point. And listen, I love TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx is one of my favorite stores. You will see Henry Lake in TJ Maxx. I don't go to Marshall's as much anymore, but I'm still
deals for me. Stay out.
But I'm still a fan of Marshall's.
Yep.
Right? So those two, and I don't care if I hit the Powerball tonight.
Checkout aisle.
Still going to go to TJ Maxx. I'm still going to go to Marshall's. In-store returns remain free, but mail returns $11.90. You hit it on the head. You can get a lot of stuff at TJ. I don't want to say a lot, but you can get a couple of items from TJ Maxx.
You get a whole skincare routine
for $12.
For $12, or at least one that has maybe some packaging that's been damaged, right? You know, we're not going to be choosers here. We know that the lotion's just fine. They're doing absolutely everything they possibly can to retain your dollar. That's how bad things are. Like, just read this from instead of they want to reduce the shipping costs. They want to make sure that they keep your money because the level of return is pretty high. If you think about it, this is why gift cards are so great for business too, because you buy that and it's just money, and then we lose the gift card, and then we find them 7 years later in our glove box and we haven't had a chance to use them. And guess what? They're no good anymore. But things are so bad that they're making sure that those dollars stay in the account just a little bit longer because it's going to affect their margins.
All right. So listen to this. This is an important one because so you know how like you have your cousins and you know that your cousin, like, so with me, I get the same thing from them every year because they know, in terms of like gift cards, because they know where I shop and they know what I'm going to spend money on, right? I'll tell you, you can never go wrong with me getting me a Marriott or Hilton gift card because based on travel, because those are the two where I get points and stuff like that, I will use a Marriott hotel gift card. I will use a Hilton because I'm part of their programs.
Sure.
Right? And so I use it. So when I go to Summer League or when I go to a college football game, I typically will stay at one of those two chains. So if one of my cousins gets me one of those things, then I will absolutely 100% use it. But now listen to this. I have a cousin that loves Sephora. Okay?
Oh, boy.
So Sephora, it says, important detail. In-store returns result in store credit.
Again, holding on to your money.
Online, Sephora.com returns give online credit, not always a refund, to original payment. That sucks, dude. I'm gonna call my cousin in the commercial break and be like, do you know about this change?
That's crazy. It blows. Sephora, again, a store that I've maybe been in one time would get lost in 2 seconds. They do so much business. I don't think people understand the makeup industry and how it's changed in the last, I don't know, 10 years.
So Josh Wheeler is saying...
Who?
He's saying the price of doing business with us, H Lake. Josh, you might want to pipe down. You might want to get in one of those boardroom meetings and talk to target people, execs, about how y'all really need to handle business.
Seriously. I know Target's struggling, too. And so they're making different decisions as well. God. And just consume as much as you possibly can, Henry. Because then you return the day after Christmas, you get returns, and then you got to go. You have another sale you could take advantage of. And then guess what? There's going to be an MLK Day sale right around the corner. And then, oh, yeah. Valentine's Day, and then it's also going to be a Wednesday. So it's constant consumption.
All right, so let me get to this text real quick. There's a text from the 612. I think you're not looking at the whole equation. This must be talking to text because I don't know why they would say applaud. Oh no, I see what they're saying now. I applaud retail for charging for returns. Labor costs more than materials. People have control over buying too much and buying being frivolous with their money. I do not want to pay for their frivolous buying as overhead on the cost of my purchases. So, I appreciate the text.
Mm-hmm.
I think the texter brings up a great point, but I think that there will be people like myself that probably won't go to Sephora and get the gift card for my cousin now.
100%.
If you're not a diehard customer, I would think
it would be a way.
I don't think that the effect that you're talking about, that it really helps. Cause I'm legitimately dead serious when I say this. In the commercial break, I'm going to call my cousin Jackie and be like, I saw something about Sephora. I'm not sure if I want to get you a gift card there. And I'm going to, cause it's either Sephora or Ulta. That's the other one, right? Ulta.
Yep, sure.
And she'll probably say, just go to Ulta now. So Sephora's missed out on my business. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get my money. So I see what you're saying, Texter. But I also say this, too. You know something that applies to me, and it probably applies to a lot of people?
Hmm.
How many times do people get you something that you don't take back, you just kind of re-gift? So the buying frivolously, that it hurts at times when people return stuff, but how many people don't return stuff? I got stuff that I'm definitely going to re-gift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people that end up getting it, they won't know it's a re-gift, but still, somebody got over. So now I'm going to get
over. It's too much work to return things. I just simply don't. That's why I never try on clothes either, because I can't make the return.
Do you like Christmas shopping?
Not really. Shopping is just...
Not your thing?
Holidays are always tough, because I was one of those kids that was passed between parents in a lot of McDonald's parking lots, and so it just kind of became about, you know, getting from one place to another rather than traditions and kind of soaking in the moment. So I don't have a ton of emotional pull to it, and I think that's where a lot of spending, any sort of thing, they're trying to get you onto that nostalgia factor or that this is a special time factor, and I don't subscribe.
Ulta. Refunds will be issued to the original form of payment.
Look at that.
That's better than what Sephora's going with.
Look at that. Claire's would never.
The bottom line is consumers need to be checking. You need to be prepared for the return policies. They do. Seriously. Josh talking about Target. Josh, stop it.
Well, he's a company man. Trying to make sure people still come in.
Stop it, Josh.
I get it.
Get your mind right, Josh. Get your mind right. You need to pay attention to the CFP and see at what point
He's got James Madison all scouted up.
Oh,
for your favorite, for your most look forward to watch.
Oklahoma's about to get their head cracked. I like messing with Josh.
Jim Madison.
Josh always loses bets with me when it involves like Oklahoma or like
because he's an Oklahoma guy.
Oh my gosh, unbelievable! Oh, Oklahoma's playing Alabama. It's the first game.
Yeah, it's like the triple rematch because we haven't seen it enough.
Ooh.
We haven't seen it enough.
Who's favorite in this?
I think Alabama should be on the outside looking into.
Oh, it's at Oklahoma.
I think Kalen DeBoer probably should have been fired. He probably would have. If they missed the playoff, I think they would have fired him.
There's speculation that he could land at Michigan. I don't know why he would leave Alabama to go to Michigan.
I would leave if there's just, you get a reset of the clock. So it's just like the coaching carousel at the professional. Like there's a point where it runs the course. And you have one more bad season. Not even. You'll get like 5 games next year. See if you're figuring it out.
Yeah, but you got to win in Michigan too.
I agree, but at least they've won a championship more recently. And anybody, oh God, the Michigan job throws a lot of stuff into the. This is such a weird hiring cycle. So many possibilities.
Insane. All right, 651-461-9226. I do wonder though. How many of you are last-minute shoppers like myself? That's totally me. We'll take your phone calls and texts next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I got a feeling that Lindsey Brown is not a last-minute shopper. I am. I have not started shopping. No, I take that back. I could get my dad a Menards gift card, and he will ball out. No, that's like his favorite
store. What is it about Menards?
My dad's that guy. My dad and uncles, they're the type.
Is it just because it's a home improvement store? Is it because of
it's
like
everything
the green?
To them.
Like
it's everything to them.
It's
like whatever. Like they are the home improvement stuff. They are the guys that. So my dad and uncles and the Lakeside family is from Arkansas.
Okay.
So they're the type that, especially in the summertime, they'll sit up under cars and just work on cars mm-hmm. and do all kind of like yard and house. I mean, that's just what they do.
So they walk into Menards and say, this place has everything.
So when you say, like, name my father's three favorite stores in no order. Well, Menards is number one. That and then after that, you could say Fleet Farm.
Okay.
And you could also say, what is the, oh my gosh.
Home Depot?
No,
Home
it's
Depot?
Not Home Depot.
Lowe's?
No, it's,
Vice Swingers.
Gosh dang it. I cannot remember the name of the third place.
Fratellones.
No. It'll come back
Ace
to
Hardware.
Me. You know, it'll come back to me. But those are the top two. It's like.
I bet that guy never lets a rebate
and,
get
and
away.
Costco's up there too.
Okay.
My dad is my dad was like the person that told me like 15 years ago, always buy your tires from Costco. Seriously. So my dad, only one person has their stuff so far. I got to buy everybody else's stuff. Are you a last minute person? You don't come across that
way. I'm a young millennial, so I've been mostly like too poor to buy anybody gifts. It's been more of my presence as a present. I'm trying to be better about it this year because I feel like I'm in a better spot. Like, I'm a little bit more settled. I have more support. And so I have ideas for people. Like, I actually, and I have rallied the troops as well to take care of a gift for one of our family members. So I've never done that before. As an eldest granddaughter, it's kind of wild how long it's taken me to do my natural duty as that person and to just organize everybody and everything. So I have one person taking care of at least the idea, but have I made the purchase? No. So I guess I am a last minute shopper, if any shopper at all. Is that bad? Maya Grinch, great movie.
You, what is like your day?
Like today? Like,
no, I'm talking about like, what is like your day? When I say that, I mean like, your day. When I say that, I mean like, so with me and my cousins, we are the runaround types that on like December 23rd is game time.
Okay.
Like we gotta get to, you know how it
That's
is.
That's the last day I'll go to Barnes and Noble and try to buy people.
What is like your day? When I say that, I mean like, so with me and my cousins, we are the runaround types that on like December 23rd is game time.
Okay.
Like we gotta get to you know how it
That's
is.
That's the last day I'll go to Barnes and Noble and try to buy people.
What is like your day? When I say that, I mean like so with me and my cousins, we are the runaround types that on like December 23rd is game time.
Okay.
Like we gotta get to you know how it
That's
is.
That's the last day I'll go to Barnes and Noble and try to buy people books.
Yeah,
yep.
You gotta get to MOA. Stop taking advice from idiots. We get to that next. I have not been a fan of Pierce Morgan for a while, okay? But every now and then, people that you don't admire, that you're not really big fans of, make some points, right? That's why I think common sense is so important to have. Even if you don't agree with some of my takes, I would think and hope that a lot of things that I say are grounded in some sort of common sense. And common sense doesn't mean you're going to get everything right in life, because no one does. But when you have people that just spout out stuff, and we kind of wonder, like, why are these people so appealing to everyone? Well, Nick Fuentes he's one of those guys, but we know why he's appealing to some people. It's because he's a white nationalist, okay? Well, Pierce Morgan just really challenged him recently. on his show. And we know that Fuentes is a misogynist. He's just nothing he stands for, I believe in. I oppose him in every way. But Pierce Morgan, I don't want to say had him on the hot seat. He asked him some point-blank questions. And I think it's good that we ask everybody point-blank questions. Because there are people that will say, well, you say this and you support this, but then you find out later about all of the other stuff. Like the pastors that are abusing children, right? And so you're like, hold on, you say this, but this doesn't jive. Nick Fuentes was on Pierce Morgan's show, and they got into things about sexuality, which I don't care if Nick Fuentes is into men or not. I don't care if he's gay. That a person's sexual preference, I've never cared about it. Everybody is their own individual person, and they should have the freedom to live their life however they want to live. A person, if they choose to be gay, lesbian, whatever, trans, you can, whatever. I am not going to be that person that will judge Nick Fuentes. But Nick Fuentes, typically this is how it works, though, is that there are people that will claim conservatism, and they'll talk about God and all this other stuff, whatever.
Family values.
And the profile don't line up. Like, there's been the allegations and the speculation about Mike Johnson's sexuality. I don't care if Mike Johnson likes men or not. I don't care. But Pierce Morgan challenged him because these people always want to challenge other folks. And so what Pierce Morgan does here is he puts Nick Fuentes on the hot seat. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because at the root of it, when we want to start propping up people, make sure that when you're propping up people in your life, that you're propping up the right people. Listen to their back and forth. Listen to their exchange.
Just to clear up one of the many theories about you, I've no idea what the answer is, and you haven't got to answer. But are you actually attracted to women?
I am attracted to women.
You're not gay?
No. But I will say that women are very difficult to be around.
Oh my God. Okay.
So there's that.
And do you think they should have the right to vote?
I do not. No, absolutely not.
They should stay at home?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So basically, you're just a misogynist old dinosaur, aren't you? For a young guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm the boomer. I know I'm the boomer here, but actually, you're a 27-year-old dinosaur, aren't you? Aren't you, Nick Fuentes? All women.
I am. I'm,
all women are annoying. All women grow old. They all get fat. Says the guy, have you ever had sex?
No, absolutely not.
Wow, says the guy who's never got laid.
That's your king? Nick Fuentes is your king? He's the person you want to prop up as special? Make it make sense. Make it make sense. He has no right talking about what women should and should not do. He should not be a misogynist. He's never even touched a woman's body. Get out of here, Nick.
What is it? I feel like this is a new sexuality, or maybe this is just plain misogyny. How do you hate women but also find them attractive? That doesn't gel with
me.
It doesn't make sense to me. How you could despise someone so much, a type of person so much, that they don't, you don't believe that they should have equal standing in the community.
He likes your body. He doesn't respect you, though, as a person.
Correct. Well, that's why it's not about, he doesn't like women. He likes objects that have women-like qualities.
And the way he answered that was kind of weird, though. Didn't it sound a little weird?
Like the dinosaur bit?
No, just the part about,
yeah, I'm attracted to women. I mean, he didn't say it like...
Well, and this is where I would like to challenge Nick and other people who might have feelings similar to Nick, who haven't been able to be very successful in finding a way to connect to a member of the opposite sex, or maybe just anybody in general. Because I think this isn't, again, a women's problem. This is a Nick problem. This is whatever individual is struggling to connect. There's reasons why. Is it my beliefs? Is it the way I talk? Is it the way that I dress? There's lots of different ways that you could improve yourself at any given day. Anybody. Now, I could start dressing flashier. Maybe I'd get a few more phone calls. I'm not looking for any because I didn't need to do it with to get one. It's a great thing when you're your authentic self and you find a way to make room for other people to exist. Because in this little soundbite that's only a minute long, you know, it's not like women are implied to be human. They're implied to be something that is consumed by Nick or anybody else. Are you attracted to women? I asked, do you respect women first and foremost? And we obviously know how that answer would go. But I just don't understand how people can feel that way. And then if that's how I feel about women, do I really like women? Do I really love women? Am I really attracted to them? Do I want to be around them?
No. I think if you asked Nick Fuentes, does he love women? He would say, no, he doesn't.
He does not love women.
No, I think I'm not saying that. I'm saying if I'm hypothetical question here.
Right.
If he was asked that, I don't think that he would say he loves women.
No, I would think that he'd be quicker to be.
He was like, I like women.
Right.
Because of the physical nature of it, of everything.
Right.
Even though he's never had sex.
Correct.
He's, 27? He's got to be one of the most weird 27-year-olds on planet Earth. I'm dead serious. Not because he's a virgin.
He's just an angry little boy.
Not because he's a virgin. But just like.
Love to listen to.
He's in this podcast video world.
Yep.
Where he hates everyone for the most part.
Because the world has wronged him, Henry.
I,
the world isn't giving to him what has been given to his forefathers. And if there's anything, he is owed exactly what his forefathers have given. Because he's a high-value male. He's educated. He's connected, kind of. I guess if I have a million followers online, I'm connected, right? I'm sure he feels exactly that way when he looks at and
we have to stop propping up these people. Like, if you are somebody out there that's a Nick Fuentes fan, shame on you.
I'd be shocked if they were listening to you.
Because you are elevating. No, there's a lot of people that disagree with 100% of what I say. Mm-hmm. And they will call in from time to time, or they will. I wasn't a fan of Charlie Kirk.
Why do people love to bathe in the hatred? Just bathe in the feeling of discontent, of wrong.
If Nick Fuentes is your king, man, something's really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's listening to that guy?
You need therapy.
Nick, if you're at a bar with Nick Fuentes, which it doesn't look like Nick Fuentes gets out much, but if you're at a bar with him, you're not getting any action. You're not talking to no ladies. Like, the way he talks, you can tell women don't talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why he hates women so much.
That's exactly why he hates women so much, because he's been rejected. And instead of taking it upon himself to try to improve himself, or maybe just say, you know what, these people aren't for me. You know who's for me? Me. Instead of going off of what everybody else tells him or rejecting him, I would just go into myself and try to find a way to make my life meaningful or find that way to connection. But no, he's going to spew. Because he doesn't actually know how to take care of himself or help himself. We don't give boys those tools, Henry.
Sad, man.
It is sad.
It's really sad. I hate it. I hate that we're here. All right, coming up next, we do have a final in Lafayette, Indiana, and yeah, it was ugly. We get to that next year on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Alright, final couple of minutes here on The Lake Show. The Lake Show will have a fill-in tomorrow because I'm filling in for Chad Hartman. Chad Hartman's off tomorrow. I will be in for him noon to 3. And I'll be back 6 to 9 on Friday. Lindsay, are you with me Friday?
I don't think so. I think this is my last day until Saturday, unfortunately. Oh, okay. I'm going to miss you, though.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
I won't miss you.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to retract it. I'm going to still greet you with an open palm of love because you deserve it. And if you're not in a place to extend it back, you know what? That's okay. That's okay. I will lose in game theory very quickly.
You know I got love for you.
I know. Most of the time, we don't understand each other.
Hold on. we argue in debates all the time. But, like, you know, feedback, you know, I thought about you before even tonight.
You did, and I appreciate that. I suppose that's
it's the little things.
The real indicator of whether or not I'm getting into your little Grinch heart over there.
Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the listeners and texters to the show. I just got to tell you, man, it's the holiday season. You know what I need, Lindsay?
What's that?
Like, what is your favorite drink of choice?
Diet Coke.
Alcoholic, man.
Okay. Dirty Shirley.
What is a Dirty Shirley?
It is vodka mixed with middle school regret. So it's a Shirley Temple with vodka in it. It's the best.
Really?
If you are a sugar person.
What's it called again?
A Shirley Temple. Or Dirty Shirley.
A Dirty Shirley.
Because a Shirley Temple is just the grenadine and the soda water, the Sprite, and then the Dirty is the vodka.
What do you think would be quite the delicious drink that's like, or something you can mix with tequila shots?
Oh, God. Long time ago, my dad told me that tequila is a drug and it's one that I should stay away from.
It was a tequila shot with what?
The only tequila shots I've ever had were tequila waters. And they were at 8 a.m. Yep, and I
find something to mix it with.
Yeah. I don't know. If I'm not drinking my Dirty Shirley, I'll go with like a daiquiri, strawberry daiquiri.
Hmm. Okay. I gotta come up with some sort of concoctions and like start putting names to them. Like come up with some like tequila something, mix it with something else, something crazy, and call it like a dirty Chelsea or something.
A dirty Chelsea.
I gotta come up with something.
Everybody needs a bath. That's the theme of it.
Come on. I mean, I'm trying to get creative here.
The dirty Chelsea. We found her outside of a dumpster.
The holiday season.
She definitely had some tequila waters earlier in the day. Snuggle up with a pizza box.
Gotta find a mixer.
You can have a table book?
A what?
Lakes Liquors? Like a coffee table book?
No.
No?
No.
Just trying to find a way to expand your brand.
I love tequila. I like all hard liquors in general, and I typically am able to, like, some, I have friends that are like, If I'm drinking like brown liquor, I can only drink brown that night. I can't go back and forth like brown.
Right.
And, no, I can.
Oh, you can.
I'll be
goes against Lindsey Brown's drinking.
I'll
rules.
Be toast.
Yeah.
Full transparency, I will be off my rocker.
Sure.
But I, you know, it's fine.
Stick with one liquor the whole night. That's what I said. At 18, I had all these rules to make sure I didn't get on the bad side.
I remember back when I was a young man. Young man.
Yeah, 2 years ago, right?
Yay bombs.
Oh, God. Fruity burps.
Whoa, what was the one? What was the one with the Goldschlager? Remember that? It had the little gold chips in there?
Yeah. We used to have this shot during my Ohio State days. God. Thank God I didn't go to college here for 4 years. I would end up in rehab. It was Blue Balls. Don't know what was in
Never
it.
Never heard of that.
Don't know how much it was. All I know is that I needed about six, and I was good to go. You ever throw up on a bar, Henry?
Have ever thrown up at a
have
bar?
Have you ever taken a shot and have it boomerang right back to you?
No,
by your
I've never
stomach?
Had that. But I will say this.
I have.
I had. So the night of my going away, when I was taking the job in Kansas City,
yeah,
I was out and about with a bunch of friends. Tony Sana. Saul Smith, Tubby Smith's son, who was an assistant coach at the U of M back in the day.
Sure.
At a bunch of guys on the radio station. We were like bar hopping downtown Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Poor House was open back then. And we were going to all the, we went to the W Hotel, all these different spots, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the Poor House,
Poor House.
I was, had you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, that night, I'm pretty sure somebody roofied my drink. No,
that's so scary.
I have to tell you the full story.
Next
off
show.
The microphone.
Yeah.
I remember being in, we were at Sneaky Pete's.
Another great place.
And the owner of Sneaky Pete's and Deja Vu and all this place, he died last week. If you saw that, right?
No.
Like the owner, yeah, the person.
Not the anyway, owner of Slippery Pete's.
Sneaky.
I call it Slippery Pete's. Slippery. Don't ask why.
All right, I'll say real quick because we only got 20 seconds left. I remember that night at the going away thing, I'm at the bar and this woman tilts my head back and starts just trying to pour like, and it was just, I was like, no, I can't drink no more. I'm done. And I got out of there. That wraps it up here on The Lake Show. Lindsey Brown, awesome job. I will talk to you guys tomorrow at noon again on the Chad Arthur Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.